Stephen Davey has been teaching through Kings and Chronicles here on the Wisdom Journey through God's Word. He continues today in 2 Kings 23. The measure of faithfulness to God is not how many people follow us, but how consistently we follow God. Josiah made some unwise choices, but he was faithful to the Lord. His life testified to the importance of obeying and worshiping God. Stephen called this lesson, A Faithful Influence with Few Results.
Young King Josiah had a heart that followed after God. And in our last study, as Josiah was reforming his nation and cleaning out the temple, a long-lost copy of the Word of God was discovered. After it was read to him, he was profoundly moved and convicted. And now we find him here in 2 Kings chapter 23, absolutely determined to lead the kingdom of Judah to repentance and renewal. Josiah is going to lead by example, by the way. He gathers all the people of Judah together, and we read here in verse 3, "The king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book." And all the people joined in the covenant. Now, Josiah follows up this ceremony with widespread reforms that go beyond what he's already instituted. We don't have time to list everything he did, but verse 4 gives us the basic idea. "The king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the keepers of the threshold, to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels made for Baal, for Asherah, and for all the host of heaven. He burned them outside Jerusalem and carried their ashes to Bethel. And he deposed the priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to make offerings in the high places." Then here in verse 7, "He broke down the houses of the male cult prostitutes who were in the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the Asherah." Frankly, you can't imagine sexual immorality inside the temple, along with devotion to Asherah, the supposed mistress of Baal. Then we read here in verse 10, "He defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, that no one might burn his son or his daughter as an offering to Molech." Again, beloved, it's hard to imagine the Jewish people stooping to such a wicked place in their idolatry as to sacrifice their own children to pagan gods. But that's what they were doing. Now, here in verse 16, we see a remarkable fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Josiah goes to Bethel and tears down the high place of idolatrous worship that had been built earlier by Israel's king, Jeroboam. The bones of the false priests of Bethel are literally dug up and then burned on this pagan altar to desecrate it. And then we're reminded here in verse 16 that this was done according to the word of the Lord that the man of God proclaimed who had predicted these things. Now, this takes us back to 1 Kings chapter 13, where a man of God confronted the king, King Jeroboam, at Bethel, and here's what happened. "And the man cried against the altar and said, 'O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a son shall be born to the house of David, Josiah by name, and he shall sacrifice on you the priests of the high places who make offerings on you, and human bones shall be burned on you.'" Now get this, that prophecy was given 300 years earlier and not only foretold what the king would do, but did you notice it also gave the very name of the king, King Josiah. It took 300 years before God was ready to fulfill his word in this regard. But his word finally came true. Now following Josiah's reforms throughout the land, He now reinstates the Passover observance that's been long neglected by the nation. Josiah says to the people here in verse 21 of 2 Kings chapter 23, "Keep the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in this book of the covenant." Now, you remember, of course, that Passover was a time of remembering God's deliverance of Israel from Egyptian bondage. Now, over in the parallel account here in 2 Chronicles in chapter 35, we're given details about this particular Passover celebration. An enormous number of animals were personally contributed by King Josiah and his officials as offerings. These weren't required, but they were appropriate expressions of worship and thanksgiving, especially since this was the first Passover observance in many years. See, Josiah is doing everything he can to remind the people that God has chosen them. He delivered them. He provided for them. He protected them. The sad news is given to us by the prophet Jeremiah, who quotes the Lord as saying over in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 10, that Judah did not return to me with her whole heart. Now, some 13 years later, Josiah's godly influence is cut short. He's killed in battle. Pharaoh Necho of Egypt moves north to help the Assyrians hold off the Babylonian army, and Josiah sees this as an opportunity to end the threat of Judah's enemy, the Assyrians. So Josiah leads his army out to confront the Egyptians in an attempt to prevent them from aiding, from helping the Assyrians. Something surprising happens, and it's rather fascinating here. The Pharaoh sends a message to Josiah, and it's recorded for us over here in the parallel account of 2 Chronicles chapter 35 and verse 21. He says to Josiah, "God has commanded me to hurry. Cease opposing God, who is with me, lest he destroy you." Now, frankly, Josiah doesn't believe that Pharaoh Necho is speaking for God, but he actually was. So here in verse 22 in the Chronicles account, we're told, "Josiah did not listen to the words of Necho from the mouth of God." God truly was using here an unbelieving king to warn Josiah to stay out of this fight. And it was a warning that Josiah failed to believe. See, God actually wanted the Egyptians to reinforce the Assyrians, not so they could defeat the Babylonians, but so that they could be defeated by the Babylonians. See, this was all setting up God's ultimate judgment against Judah. And we're told, sadly, Josiah is mortally wounded in battle here at Megiddo. Now, besides this rather strange turn of events, Josiah was a godly king and a godly example. The tragic news is that his example did not rub off on all his people. In fact, we discover back here in 2 Kings chapter 23 that his example didn't even rub off on his own sons. And when Josiah dies at the age of 39, his son Jehoahaz replaces him. And verse 32 tells us of Jehoahaz, he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, Jehoahaz only reigns for 3 months. When Pharaoh Necho returns through Judah after being defeated by the Babylonians, he deposes Jehoahaz and takes him captive to Egypt. The Pharaoh replaces Jehoahaz with his older brother, Eliakim, whom he renames Jehoiakim. We're going to meet up with him again, but let me tell you ahead of time that just like his brother, verse 37 tells us here, he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. You know, when I think of the godly example of Josiah, it reminds me of the simple fact that leaders can influence others, but they can't change people's hearts. Only God can do that. You might today be leading a family, a congregation, a business. Yes, live for God. Yes, set the example. But leave with God what God alone can do. Only God's Spirit can open the eyes and the hearts of your children, your co-workers, your congregation, to follow after God. And if they don't follow the Lord, don't take the blame. If they do follow God, be careful you don't take the credit. Well, we'll stop here. Until next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
So your challenge from God's word today is to just go forth and be faithful to God, even if nobody follows your example. Let's commit together to do that today. This lesson is called A Faithful Influence with Few Results. Stephen Davey is continuing his wisdom journey through all 66 books of the Bible. On tomorrow's podcast, Stephen will conclude our time in Kings and Chronicles. I hope you'll join us for that here on The Wisdom Journey.